Last year, we had over 3,000 people saved. We had a couple thousand people out soul winning.
And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders and spake unto him, saying, "Tell us, by what authority doest thou these things?"
So Jesus was in the habit, I mean, if you do a search on just preach the gospel, you're going to see a bunch of points where Jesus preached the gospel or Jesus preached the word of God. And that's our example. We're supposed to follow after Jesus. We're supposed to take up our cross daily and follow after him. And what did he do? He preached the gospel. He preached the word of God to people.
The Bible reads in Mark chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. "And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them."
So who's this talking about? It's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. What did the Lord Jesus Christ do? He preached the word to people. He wasn't just, you know, doing, you know, he did feed the 5,000. He did do all these great miracles. But he also preached the gospel to them. He preached the word of God to them. And that's the only way to be saved.
For me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
So preaching the gospel is an act of boldness. Be bold when you preach the gospel. That's, you know, why did Paul say that I might speak boldly as I ought to speak? Because it takes boldness to preach the gospel. And some of the shyest people can be people that preach the gospel. We got some pretty shy people in here, like people that are so shy, if you talk to them, their face turns red. But those same people can go to a door and try to win someone to the Lord, and they do win people to the Lord.
And you know what? We're going to do more for God today than any church has done in a decade.
Amen.
In a decade. You get all these churches that have their discipleship programs, yet they're bearing no fruit. They're not winning anyone to Jesus Christ. We are going to be his disciples. Why? We're going to bear fruit today.
Amen.
We're going to
Amen.
Preach the gospel, and we're going to see people saved Amen. Today. God bless you all. Let's get to work.
Amen.
Let's do it.
Announcing the Soul Winning Mega Marathon for 2019. And this is going to be the same as the event that we did last year, the Soul Winning Mega Marathon, except this year, God willing, it's going to be even bigger and better than last year, even more people participating.